I've been keeping a close eye on this Brittany Griner story over the last 5 or so days. Her trial in Russia started last Friday. I actually had a video prepared and ready to go last Thursday afternoon, but I decided at the last minute that I was just going to take the afternoon off instead. For one, I was feeling a little bit burned out. At the time, I couldn't get invested into the story. I would rather skip posting a video and miss out on the potential ad revenue than publish something where I just wasn't 100% invested or I put in half the usual effort. But two, I also wanted to give this story a little bit more time to develop, and by God, did it develop. I consider myself to be a sympathetic person. I can empathize with people that find themselves in difficult situations. Hell, just earlier today, I found myself sympathizing with an 8-year-old child that I've never met and will never meet. One of my long-term viewers here on the channel, he has been texting me over the last several weeks about this story that he wanted to share with me. A true story. I have been telling him the last couple of weeks that I would give him a call. Anyone who knows me personally knows I am terrible when it comes to the phone. You text or call me, I either respond immediately or it takes hours, sometimes even days for a response. Anyway, I call him on my way to lunch today, and he's telling me about this friend of his who's an elementary school teacher. One of her students, an 8-year-old, identifies as a cat. No bullshit. This kid actually thinks he's a cat, identifies as a cat. He purrs during class, walks around school on all fours. During PE, when the other kids are playing football or basketball, dodgeball, this kid's chasing rats and squirrels. Now, as weird as that sounds, it's not necessarily out of the ordinary. My 5-year-old nephew, he pretends that he's a cockroach or an alligator or a dog. This 8-year-old, who identifies as a cat, his parents bought him a litter box and trained him to use it at home. His parents fully support his transition from boy to feline. This kid's so confused. One day he didn't have his litter box at school. He defecated on the gym floor. This is no bullshit. I am not making this up. We have a lot of fun here on the channel making fun of the identifiers. I always say, what's next? Dan wants to become Fran. What's next? Teaching kindergartners about gender selection. What's next? Apparently, what's next is allowing children to identify as animals. I can sympathize with that 8-year-old kid. He was born with the deck stacked against him. Clearly, his parents are out of their fucking mind. It wouldn't surprise me if his parents were questioning Quentin and Rhonda Rake. When my nephew pretends like he's a dog, my sister doesn't go out and buy him Purina for dinner. She doesn't take him to the vet to get neutered. I can sympathize with that kid because he doesn't have a chance. But it is incredibly difficult for me to sympathize with Brittany Griner. I see everyone in the mainstream media pretending to care. I just can't do it. Oh, poor Brittany. She's all alone in a Russian prison. Her wife is having to go one-on-one with the woke cucumber instead of the usual tag team. There is a lot of fake emotion, fake sympathy, fake outrage surrounding the Brittany Griner situation. When there's anything fake going on in the African-American community, one man always seems to surface. One man always seems to find a way to exploit the situation and capitalize for his own personal gain. The Reverend of Woke United Methodist, Al Sharpton. I don't understand why people continue giving this man credibility. Al Sharpton has become a multimillionaire by exploiting his own community. Shitfucks like Joy Reid, they like to claim the white devil is the biggest threat to the black community. The biggest threat to the black community are the people that are exploiting it, the people victimizing the community. Joy Reid, Jemele Hill, Bomani Jones, and the biggest exploiter of them all, Al Sharpton. The Reverend is calling on Joe Biden to arrange a meeting between himself, the Deacons of Woke United Methodist, and Brittany Griner. The Biden administration can't even arrange a fucking phone call with Brittany Griner. Now you're expecting them to arrange a face-to-face meeting? Do you know what administration you're dealing with? This is not the Trump administration, which figured out how to get shit done. This is Joe Biden. This is a man who in over 50 years in Washington has failed to solve one problem. Joe Biden's great at creating problems. When it comes to finding solutions, Joey just gets a bit confused. Al Sharpton wants this meeting with Brittany Griner so he and the deacons of Woke United Methodist can pray over her. Dear Oak Tree, keep our woke sister strong. Guide her through this path of darkness. Keep her faith active in the woke Bible. Please make sure the Russians provide her with plenty of cucumbers. O Tree, how great are thou branches. Shower our sister with acorns. In Jesus' name I pray. Ah, Tree. Al Sharpton said Brittany Griner deserves to know that America is fighting for her as she endures this show trial in Russia. Show trial? Show trial? Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, that was a show trial. O.J. Simpson, that was a show trial. Brittany Griner? No one cares enough to make this a show trial. The truth is, America is not fighting for Brittany Griner to come home. We don't want her back. You spent the last few years calling us racist, calling us misogynist for not watching the WNBA dump. You disrespected the military by walking out during the playing of the national anthem. You pushed the WNBA to eliminate playing the national anthem altogether. You claimed you were the victim of systemic oppression. As a, I don't want to say professional athlete, but lack of a better term, as a professional athlete collecting six figures in woke welfare, you had the audacity to claim that you were oppressed, that the system was set up against you. And now you want us to fight to bring you back home, the same home you spent the last few years disrespecting? If you had a roommate that constantly disrespected your household, constantly complained about the living conditions in your home. The air is too hot. The room is too small. The internet is too slow. If they moved out and then couldn't find another place to live, are you inviting them back to your house? The answer is no. I don't understand why Brittany Griner wants to return to America anyway. She makes significantly more money in Russia. Summer is a hell of a lot more bearable in Moscow than the summer weather in Phoenix. All you did was complain while you lived here, and now you're complaining about being over there. Those damn social justice warriors, there's just no pleasing these people. The mainstream media likes to pretend that there is this public push to bring Brittany Griner back home. She's almost trending on Twitter. 22 bots tweeted about her in the last 22 days. The truth is, the average American couldn't give a fuck less about Brittany Griner. Check this out. This photo was taken last week outside the Russian consulate in New York City. They organized a woke prayer meeting to show support for Brittany Griner. As you can see, it was standing room only. There were so many people there, they had to reroute traffic on the sidewalk. The WNBA, they saw this crowd and became immediately jealous. The WNBA hasn't seen a crowd this size in years. Look at all those people. If I had to guess, they were family members of Brittany Griner who benefit from her woke welfare. It's not only the average American who doesn't give a shit about Brittany Griner. Clearly, the Biden administration doesn't care either. Brittany Griner's wife or husband or shovel, God only knows how they identify. It's become a full-time job keeping up with these labels and proper pronouns. I'll just keep it safe and say the birthing person who is married to the prisoner has been asking for the attention of Joe Biden for months. Please call me. Let me know you care. I haven't spoken to my shovel in months. Every week, Sherelle Griner calls out Joe Biden publicly for essentially ignoring her, ignoring the situation. I guess Sherelle Griner doesn't understand how this works. She obviously didn't attend Woke U. You see, Sherelle, you're only valuable to the woke movement when your situation contributes to furthering the agenda. How does bringing your partner in woke back home contribute to the agenda? It doesn't. Brittany Griner was only useful when she was protesting mythical racism. The WNBA, they have already found replacements for that job. Natasha Cloud, Sue Tweety Bird, Breonna Stewart. There are plenty of charity basketball players who can fill that position. You think Joe Biden really cares about some unknown woke welfare recipient being detained in Russia? It's abundantly clear that he doesn't. In a last-ditch effort to capture the attention of Joe Biden, Brittany Griner wrote him a personal letter that he received yesterday. It was the musings of a woman who is losing hope. All kidding aside, it is highly likely that Brittany Griner spends the next 10 years in a Russian prison. The Russian government, they have a 99% conviction rate. They also aren't too fond of the gay, so I highly doubt Brittany Griner falls into that 1%. Here is an excerpt from the letter. "I realize you're dealing with so much, but please don't forget about me. I voted for the first time in 2020, and I voted for you. I believe in you. I still have so much good to do with my freedom that you can help restore." Huh. I wonder if Brittany Griner regrets her decision to vote for Joe Biden. Just imagine for a second that your freedom, your fate, your destiny lies in the hands of Joe Biden. He is your only hope. I would be hopeless. Yesterday, Brittany Griner's WNBA coach told the media, "If this was LeBron James incarcerated in Russia, he would have been home by now." You know what? She's absolutely right. LeBron James, he wouldn't have spent a week in a Russian jail. Why? Because people would care. Now, there would be many Americans that wouldn't care if LeBron James were in Brittany Griner's situation. He has used his platform to disrespect the country just as much as she has, if not more. But there would be enough people that did care. There would be so much pressure from the mainstream media to get LeBron back home. Reason being, it would generate revenue. Millions of people would read articles about it. Millions of people would watch about it on television. I've said this before. The reason there is so much silence, the reason the media hasn't fought hard to get Brittany Griner back home, there ain't no money in it. And this is an indictment on the WNBA. This dump is completely irrelevant. Unlike the WNBA, mainstream media outlets operate as a business. They exist to make money. Stories about Brittany Griner don't drive traffic to their sites. I guarantee you, if Brittany Griner made money for the media, she would be headline news every day. But she doesn't. It's also the reason Joe Biden doesn't give a shit. He's a politician. Politicians pay attention to issues that get them favorable press. The reason Brittany Griner is not home is because she plays in a dump no one gives a shit about. It's as simple as that. It's the reason she's going to spend the next 10 years in a Russian prison. She is not getting the support from the majority of Americans because she spent years calling us racist. She's not getting support from her brothers and sisters in woke because she doesn't make them money. Which just goes to show you, there is no loyalty in the woke movement. These people will use you until you no longer serve a purpose. If you're not making them money or furthering their agenda, you simply don't matter. But let me know what you think. The Biden administration continuing to ignore Brittany Griner. Will she spend the next 10 years in a Russian prison? And be honest, do you think she deserves to come back home to America? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.